弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主给我们我们的负责音响的弟兄们，他们很殷勤服侍。
We praise the Lord for the brothers and sisters who look after the audio and visual equipment.
我们每次都有新的尝试。
Every time we have new tests.
我们盼望把音响弄好。
We really hope that the hi-fi, the audio equipment will be fit for this purpose.
你看见今天带一个新的东西了。这里啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。我们再翻到以弗所书，对不起，是马太福音。
So we also turn to the book of Matthew.
18章。
Chapter 18.
19-20节。
Verses 19-20.
马太福音18章19-20节。
Matthew 18:19-20.
我们找到后。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全，因为无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。以前的主题，做个与神同行的父。
This is a continuation of our previous topic, the apparent walking with God.
过去七个月，每个月我们看一个题目。
In the last 7 months, we shared one topic every month.
第一就是父母要学习与神同行，为神得做敬虔的后裔。
The first topic was parents learn to be apparent walking with God so that we can have relationship.
要父母要认识神是独一的主。
Second topic was the parents need to know the Lord our God is one.
第三是父母要学习尽心尽性尽力爱神，也要学习用主的爱去爱身边的配偶。
And the third topic was for parents to learn to love the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, and all their strength, and also to love their spouse.
第四就是父母要把主的话存记在自己心里头。
And the fourth topic was the parents learn to store up the Lord's word in their heart.
第五是父母要把主的话教导儿女，特别是做父亲。
Topic was parents, especially those fathers, need to learn to teach the Lord's word to their children.
第六是要有效的把主的话成功的教导儿女呢，父母需要自己认识主的话。
And the sixth topic was, in order to teach the Lord's word, to their children successfully and effectively, the parents need to, know the Lord's word themselves.
也需要了解认识自己的儿女。
And also the parents need to know and understand about their own children.
通过为他们的代求去了解他们个别的特点跟需要。
Through intercession for their children, the parents were to know the needs and characteristics of their children.
通过陪他们交谈来认识自己的儿女。
To know their children more through talking to them.
认识他们的语言和文化，去了解他们身处的环境。
Know about the language and the culture and the environment they live in.
所以上次我们也提过，年轻人为着要把主的话教导孩子、儿女而学英语呢，是很值得。
The last time we also shared it's quite worthy for young parents to learn some English in order so that they can teach the Lord's word to their children.
就好像大德生弟兄他为着要把主的话全给中国人而学中文去。
Just like Hudson Taylor, in order to
上次我在这里讲完这个之后呢，有一位做妈妈的就来问我。
After my message last time, there was a young mother came to ask me.
她应该怎样学英语
？That how should she start learning English?
我不知道，我不是很清楚。
I wasn't very clear how.
我就鼓励她要找机会把所学的运用出来。
But I encouraged her to try every opportunity to apply.
通过运用呢来学习呢，就印象就加深。
Through using the language, it will help her to remember the language and have a deeper impression on it.
那么在教堂当中，他就想起呢，他能够从日常生活当中，比方说看那个账单呐、上面的英文呐、水费单呐那些，就学一点的英语。
Through our talk, it reminded her that when she received some bills, and there were English on it, so that is an opportunity for her to learn.
我觉得这个方法蛮实用，不懂呢可以问问儿女。
I felt that was a kind of practical way to learn English, and if she didn't understand, she can ask her children.
慢慢儿女不跟她一起住了，自己就懂得怎样处理这件事情。
So when they live separately in the future, the children know how to deal with it more.
所以学习语言的秘诀呢是运用。
The secret to master a language.
多接触多问就多明白。
To use more and ask questions, the more you ask, the more you understand.
多用呢就多记得。
More you use, the more you remember.
如果将来神带领教会有一个英语聚会的时候，
In that way, if the Lord leads us, we might have an English congregation, English worship service here.
以中文为母语的年轻人也可以在主面前考虑参加。
Those people who have their Chinese as their mother tongue can also consider to attend the English meeting.
多操练用英语来交通主的话。
决心。
The more important thing is to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit and learn wherever there's opportunity.
上次我们也交通到为做能够有效的把主的话教导儿女呢，父母需要帮助孩子喜欢跟自己在一起。
Last time we also shared that in order to teach the Lord's word effectively to the children, the parents need to help the children to have the interest of spending time with them.
所以每个家庭都需要有大人小孩都喜欢的家庭活动 ,family time.
So it's good to, for every family to have a family time and activities that both the parents and children like.
小孩子喜欢跟你在一起呢?
If your children love to be with you,
他才会喜欢跟你一起学主的话。
And then they will like to learn the Lord's word with you.
才喜欢跟你学习爱主跟从主。
Then will they love to love the Lord together with you.
所以为做要把主的话教导儿女呢，父母需要依靠神常常的祷告。
So in order to teach the Lord's word to his to your children, parents need to learn to pray to pray continuously to the Lord.
这个就是我们上次引用哥罗西书第一章二十八、二十九节使徒保罗所说的话。
This is what we quoted last time from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 28 and 29, what Apostle Paul said.
我们引用这段话讲讲。
And this passage said like this.
我们传扬基督是用诸般的智慧。
Colossians chapter
1, 哥罗西书第一章二十八。
28. Yeah, we proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom.
我们就继续引用说，劝诫儿女。教导儿女。
And we continue to say, to admonish your children and to teach your children.
要把儿女在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
So that they, your children may, so that we may present your children perfect in Christ.
做父母的也为此劳苦。
And those who are parents, to this end, they labor.
照做基督在父母里面运用的大能尽心确立。
Struggling with all his energy, with so powerfully works in the parents.
以上是我们过去所交通的。
All these are what we shared in the past.
今天我的负担仍然是在祷告方面。
Today my burden is still about prayer.
所以题目是祷告的父母。
My topic today is the prayer.The praying parents.
祷告是每一个信徒都可以学的功课。
Praying is something that every believer can learn.
也是必须学的功课。
And it's something every believer must learn.
祷告也是一生都学不完的功课。
And it is a lesson that we try our whole life and we still couldn't finish learning it.
什么是祷告呢?
So what is prayer?
祷告可以指作感谢、赞美和认罪。
Prayer can be referring to thanksgiving, confession of your sins, and praises to God.
也可以指作祈求。
It can also be your petition to God.
当我们经历神的恩典，看见神的美善的时候，我们就通过祷告来感谢神、赞美神。
When we receive God's grace and see how good God is, we come before Him and thank Him and praise Him.
当我们软弱犯罪之后呢，我们通过祷告去向神认罪。
When we are weak and sinned, and through prayer we confess our sin before God.
这些我们都比较容易明白。
This is something that is easy for us to understand.
但是关于祈求方面呢，就比较难明白。
But from the perspective of petition, asking for God, it is not as easy as that to understand.
例如，神的旨意既然是定了。我们还需要祈求吗?
For example, if God's will has already been determined, do we still need to pray?
难道我们的祷告可以改变神的旨意吗?
Will our prayer able to change the Lord's will?
何必祷告呢? 祷告有什么用处呢?
Why should we Why is it necessary for us to pray? What is the use of such prayer?
我不知道你们问过这些问题没有。
I don't know whether any of you ask such questions.
尼托生弟兄关于祷告，他曾经这样讲过。
Brother Watchman Nee once said this concerning prayer.
我就觉得很有意思，我就跟大家分享。
I find it very interesting, so I'd like to share with you of some of his words.
祷告是个奥秘。
Prayer is a mystery.
跟着他说，但是这并非说祷告的奥秘是不可知的，关乎祷告的各种问题是不能解答的。
Yet this observation is not meant to suggest that the mystery of prayer is incomprehensible, or that the various problems concerning prayer are inexplicable.
不过知道的人很少而已。
It's just that not many people know about that.
我们最先要问何必祷告呢？
So why pray?
祷告有什么用处呢？
What is the use of praying?
神是无所不知的，也是无所不能的，他为什么要等到我们祷告之后才兴起工作呢？
So God, is God not omniscient as well as omnipotent? Why must he wait until we pray before he commences to work?
他既知道，何必我们告诉他呢？他既有能，何不拒绝工作？何必我们祷告呢？
So since he knows, why must we tell him everything? Being almighty, why does God not work directly?
为什么唯独祈求的人才能得着，寻找的人才能看见，叩门的人才能进入呢？
Why is it that only those who ask are given, those who seek find, and only those who knock enter in?
神为什么说你们得不着，是因为你们不求呢？
Why does God say you have not because you ask not?
然后说祷告与神的旨意岂非相反吗？
And also he said, is prayer contrary to the will of God?
祷告和正义的关系如何？
What is the relationship between prayer and righteousness?
我们知道神不做违反他旨意的事。
We know God never does anything against his own will.
如果开门是神的旨意，为什么神要等到我们叩门之后才开门呢？
If opening doors is God's will, why should he wait until we knock before he opens?
他为什么不照着自己的旨意，不必要求我们叩门，便为我们开门呢？
Why does he not simply open for us according to his own will without requiring us to knock?
他是无所不知的，他既知道我们的需要是开门的，为什么要等到我们叩门才开门呢？
So God knows everything. He knows we need to have the doors opened. Why then must he wait for our knocking before he opens?
门如果是单开的，开门也是合乎神的旨意的，神也知道了我们有开门的需要，就他为我们开门好了，为什么要我们叩门呢？
If the door is to be opened, and if opening the door is in accordance with God's will, and if furthermore he also knows that we need a door to be opened, why does he wait for us to knock? Why does he not just open the door?
叩门到底给神有什么便利呢？
What advantage does our knocking give to God?
我们还要问。
And we must further ask,
神的旨意是要开门的，开门是合乎正义的，如果我们不叩门，神就不开门吗？
Since God's will is to open the door, and since opening the door is in accord with righteousness, will God nevertheless open the door if we do not knock?
他宁可让他的旨意让正义迟延得不做成功，而等候我们的祷告吗？
Or would he rather have his will and righteousness delayed without accomplishment in order to wait for our prayers?
他肯让他开门的旨意受作我们不叩门的限制吗？
Will he really allow his will of opening doors to be restrained by our not knocking?
当我们问过了这些问题之后，我们就看见祷告是个大奥秘。
So after we ask these questions, we can see that it is a great mystery of prayer.
在这里我们可以看见一个神工作的原则，就是必须神的子民祷告，神才兴起工作。
For here we see a principle of God's working, which is that God's people must pray before God himself will raise up and work.
神的旨意是因着属他的人的祷告而得着成全。
His will is only to be realized through the prayers of those who belong to him.
信徒的祷告是成功神的旨意的。
The prayers of the believers are to be accomplished his work, his will.
神不肯单独成功他的旨意，乃是当神的子民在祷告里与他表同情时，他才肯成功。
God will not fulfill his will alone. He will perform only after his people show their sympathy in prayers.
这样看来，祈祷不是别的，不过是信徒与神同工的一种行为而已。
Such being the case, it can therefore be said that prayer is none other than an act of the believer working together with God.
祷告就是信徒的旨意与神的旨意联合。
Prayer is the union of the believer's thought.
信徒在地上的祷告不过就是说出神在天上的旨意而已。
The prayer which a believer utters on earth is but a voicing of God's will in heaven.
祷告并非诉说我们自己的欲望，叫神迁就于我们的呼求而补满我们的誓愿。
Prayer is not the expressing of our wish for God to yield to our petitions and fill up our selfish desires.
祷告并非勉强神去改变他的旨意，去做他不所愿意做的。
It is not a forcing of the Lord to change His will and perform what He is unwilling to do.
祷告不过是信徒将神的旨意从口里头说出来而已。
No, prayer is simply speaking out the will of God through the mouth of the believer.
不过是信徒在神前求神成功他的旨意而已。
Before God, the believer asks in prayer for the Lord's will to be done.
祷告并不改变神所定规的。
Prayer does not alter that which God has determined.
祷告从来没有改变过一件事，祷告不过成功神所定规的。
It never changes anything. Prayer merely achieves what He has already foreordained.
不祷告，无祷告，才真是改变的事情。
Prayerlessness, though, does effect a change.
因为许多神所定规的事，因着他的子民不与他同工，神就让其迟延不得成功。
Because God will let many of His resolutions go suspended due to the lack from His people of prayerful cooperation.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Verily, I say to you, what things soever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what things soever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
这两句话是我们很熟悉的，但是这两句话是指着祷告说的。
We're very familiar with these words of our Lord, yet it should be realized that this word was referring to prayer.
所以下文就紧接着说，我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
So this was followed by this. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven.
盼望这个能够给我们对祷告有更深的认识。
I really hope that this passage will bring youinto a deeper understanding about prayer.
看到这里我就想起诗篇115篇16节。
And as I read to this, it reminds me of the Psalm 115, verse 16.
那里说，天是耶和华的天，地他却给了世人。
It says that in verse 16, the highest heavens belong to the Lord.But the earth He has given to man.
不错，天地都是神所创造的，都是属于神的。
Yes, it's true. The heaven and earth were both created by God and belong to God.
但是神却把大地赐给人去管理和负责。
But He gave the earth to man to manage and to look after.
甚至第一个人亚当失败了。
And the first man Adam failed.
神也要由第二个亚当，就是我们的主耶稣基督，通过他来做恢复的工作。
And God sent the second Adam, our Lord Jesus, and through him do the work of restoration.
这个主在地上所买赎的人来成就他的工作。
And through the people who Jesus redeemed to accomplish his work.
这就是他地上的教会把神的旨意带到地上。
And through the church on earth to bring down his will onto earth.
所以神给信他的人的责任是非常重大的。
So this responsibility that God has given to men is great.
神要他们在地上做神天上的出口。
God wants them to be a speaker for the heaven.
在地上与神同工。
And to co-work with God on earth.
神要在地上找到与他同工的人，他就要先在地上找到和与他和他旨意同心的人。
To find someone on earth who can co-work with God, he must first find someone on earth who has shared the same heart desire with God.
反过来说。
And now the opposite.
如果神在地上找不到人祷告出他的心意，神在地上的工作宁可等待。
If God cannot find someone on the earth who shares his heart desire, he'd rather delay his work on the earth.
在教会是这样。
It is so in the church.
在家庭当中也是这样。
It is so in at home, in the family.
在个人身上也是这样。
And it is also true on each individual.
做父母的，你有没有想过，神很盼望把属灵的福气赐给你的孩子呢？
Parents, do you ever think that God really hopes to give so many spiritual blessings onto your children.
他在等待着你去学习祷告。
God is waiting for you to learn to pray.
要借助你的祷告释放他旨意的福气给你的儿女。
Through your prayer, he will release all those spiritual blessings onto your children.
当你更懂得祷告的时候，
When you know more about praying,
神的祝福的恩典就更通达的临到你的儿女身上。
God's blessing and grace will flow more fluently onto your children.
所以做父母的需要学习祷告。
So parents, you need to learn to pray.
本来我今天的主题是父母同心的祷告。
Originally, my theme was parents praying in one accord.
但是要父母同心的祷告之前，父母自己本身需要学习祷告。
But even before the parents can pray in one accord, the parents themselves need to learn to pray first.
所以就负担跟大家交通祷告这个功课。
So my prayer becomes, my burden today becomes prayer.
父母需要在祷告中学习摸着神的心意。
Parents need to learn to feel the Lord's heart desire through prayer.
根据这个神的心意，借着信心向神祈求。
And according to this God's will, through faith to intercede before God.
这样的祷告是大有能力的。
Such prayer is so powerful.
这就是 A.B. Simpson 弟兄在他一首祷告的诗歌里头所说。
This is what described by A.B. Simpson in one of his praying hymns.
就是我们大本诗歌的545首。
Which is hymn 545 in the big hymn book.
祷告乃是宇宙最大力量。
Prayer is the greatest power in the universe.
乃是神的炸药无何能挡。
It is God's dynamite.And cannot be resisted in any way.
推动哪只推动一切的手。
We push the hand who can push everything.
转动佛轮，掠过全地无留。
We turn the wheel that can skip the whole ground without a track.
以上我们看过什么是祷告。
So far we've seen what is prayer.
为什么要祷告。
Why should we pray?
和祷告的大能。
And the great power of prayer.
我们现在要来看如何学习祷告。
Now let's see how to learn to pray.
两个星期之前，在 Winterview 的家庭聚会，我们读希伯来书。
2 weeks ago, and in our family meeting in Winterview, we were reading the book of Hebrews.
我们读到希伯来书11:6.
And we read to chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, verse 6.
希伯来书11:6说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
So Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
第一个祷告学习功课就是运用信心。
The first lesson of prayer is to use your faith.
相信神。
To believe in God.
这个不是说相信神一定给你所求的。
It is not to believe God will give whatever you ask.
因为你所求的不一定是神的旨意啊。
Because whatever you ask for might not be the will of God.
这个相信是相信神，相信有神，相信神的所事。
This believing is to believe there is God and to believe God is who He is.
相信他的慈爱、圣洁跟大能。
To believe His loving kindness, His great power.
相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And to believe that he will reward whoever seeks him.
每一次我们花时间到神面前祷告寻求，都有赏赐的。
Every time we take time to seek him and pray to him, there will be rewards for us.
所花的时间都不费是白花的。
The time you have spent before him will not be in vain.
可能你一天少了这个时间来做其他的事情。
Maybe you have lost this time to do other things because you're praying before God.
但是你一天用这个时间祷告寻求神呢，神一定赏赐的。
But if you use this period of time to pray to Him and seek for Him, He will definitely reward you.
甚至当我们可能是非常的软弱。
Even when we feel so weak.
甚至离开神很远，信心非常的小。
And we have our faith is so little, and we feel we're so far away from God.
就靠着这一个非常小的信心，到神面前祷告寻求，神都赏赐。
And still, if you can by this very little faith come before Him, pray to Him, and seek Him, God will reward.
不少时候，我到神面前祷告的时候
，Oftentimes when I pray to Him，
圣灵提醒我想起神这里的话。
The Holy Spirit reminded me of these words here。
神必定赏赐那些到神面前来寻求的人的。
That He rewards those who earnestly seek Him。
我就得做鼓励了。
And I was encouraged。
能够放胆根据这个来运用信心。去祷告寻求。
And so that I can use my faith boldly and continue to pray to Him.
知道神赏赐。
Because I know that God rewards.
无论我是否感觉得到或者看得到他的赏赐。
No matter whether I can feel or see His reward.
神必定赏赐。
God must reward.
我就很开心了。
And I was rejoiced.
主耶稣在马太福音第六章第六节也这样说。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 6, Lord Jesus said this.
每一次你进到你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen.Then your Father who sees what is done in secret, He will reward you.
所以第一祷告我们要运用信心。
So number one, we need to use our faith to pray.
根据神这个应许。
According to this promise from God.
第二祷告的学习是要真实。
Secondly, pray needs to be true.
主耶稣在约翰福音四章二十三、二十四重复地说。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus repeatedly said,
约翰福音第四章二十三、二十四节。
John chapter 4, verses 23 to 24.
时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
主是重复地讲，用心灵诚实地敬拜。
The Lord repeatedly said that we worship him in truth and spirit.
其实这里在二十三节那真正拜父这个真正这个字跟诚实这个字在原文里头是同一个字根来
的。Actually, in verse 23, true worshippers, the word true, and pray in spirit and truth, the word truth, have the same root in the original language.
一个是形容词，一个是名词。
The first word is an adjective, and the second true is a noun.
都是真实的意思。
They mean true.
在短短两节里头，真实这个字就出现过三次了。
So in these two short verses, truth appeared three times.
到神面前祷告的人不需要做文章的。
Whoever comes before God to pray, he doesn't need to make a composition.
不需要用什么美丽的词句来祷告。
He doesn't need to pray in beautiful words.
只要真实。
All he needs is pray in truth.
是用心灵和诚实。
To pray in the spirit and truth.
不是用外面的你到神面前祷告寻求。
He doesn't need to use outward things to pray and seek God.
不需要用那个给人看的你去到神面前祷告寻求。You, the outward you, and you, 你我的你 就是说 不需要用外面的你去到神面前，也不需要用给人看的你去到神面前。
When you come before God, you don't need to appear before God in an outward you or in the you that perceived by other people outwardly.
乃是那个里面的心灵里头的你。
You come before God as the inner you.
真实的你。
The true you.
有些时候我们硬做爱面子的人不真实。
Many times because we shy and we care about our outward glory and we lost our truth.
只是给自己好的一面给人看。
We show our better side, our better area about ourselves in front of other people.
在神面前是不需要的，也无用的。
This is not necessary and this is worthless before God.
因为神是无所不知的。
Because God knows everything.
有时候我们不想，我们应说不想绊倒别人，也对人不真。
Sometimes because we don't want to stumble other people, and we may not be in sincerity.
不敢把自己的阴暗面给人看。
And we dare not to show the dark side about ourselves to other people.
这个不真的是因着爱的，是好的。
If this is out of love, it is good.
如果这个是为着你的面子呢，这个是不是很好的。
If this is for your own glory and vanity, this is not good.
但是在神面前也是不需要的。
But before God, this is not necessary either.
因为神不会被我们绊倒。
Because God will not be stumbled by us.
有时候我们心中有一些秘密。
Other times we have secrets in our heart.
甚至连我们身边最亲近的人，我们也不敢讲。
Even we would not dare to share it with our dearest person closest to us.
因为怕他承受不了。
In for the fear of that he or she might not be able to bear it.
这个也是因做爱是好的。
This is out of love and it is good.
但是在神面前也不需要有这个担心的。
But before God, this worry is unnecessary either.
因为神什么事都能够承受的，都能够承担的。
Because God can bear anything.
我们是可以在神面前靠着主的宝血和慈爱，在他面前倾心吐意。
We can, by his precious blood, pour out all our sorrow and heart before him.
甚至表达我们内心任何的感觉。
Even to express any feelings from inside of us.
我们里头的喜乐或者忧愁的感觉。
Our joy, our sorrow.
我们舒服的感觉或甚至受伤的感觉。
Things that comfort us or things that hurt us.
我们很畅快的感觉或者是很愤怒的感觉。
Our things to make us relax or things that irritate us.
我们很满足的感觉或者很妒忌的感觉。
Our satisfaction or the feeling of our jealousy.
我们很怜爱的感觉或者很憎恨的感觉。
Our love and our hatred.
我们安息甚至惧怕的感觉。
The feeling of our rest or even fear within us.
我们感觉很宽容甚至是很羞耻的感觉。
Feeling of glory or shame.
我们都可以在神面前倾心吐意。
All these feelings we can share and we can pour out before God and tell Him.
因为知道我们的神是慈爱的神。
Knowing that our God is loving.
也知道主的宝血能够遮盖我们。
And knowing that the Lord's precious blood will cover us.
但我们不是用说话来得罪神，但是我们是可以坦然的敞开我们的心亲近神。
Of course, we should not be speaking against God, and but we should always, we can always open up our heart and draw close to Him.
但是啊，有时候我们对神很，我们觉得不明白、不合理，或者对神有负面的感觉，我们也可以跟神讲的。
Of course, you can tell God about your negative thinking about Him.
只要我们存一个敬畏的心，他什么都可以听的。
As long as we have a fearful heart to revere Him.He will listen to all you said.
因为他很爱。
Because he loves us so.
其实就是这样，在神面前的车路敞开，我们才有机会让神抚摸我们的心。
It is through such an openness before God that we may give God the opportunity to come and touch our heart.
让神来光照我们，得着神的光。
So that he can shine upon us.So that we can receive His light.
神能够洁净我们的污秽，医治我们的创伤。
God can cleanse our filthiness and heal our wounds.
好像诗人说，我在你的光中必得见光。
Just like the psalmist said, "In your light, I will see light."
也就是马拉基书第四章二节说。神的主的光线有医治智能。
Just like in chapter 4 verse 2 in the book of Malachi, the Lord's light has the power of healing.
所以第二点我们学习是要真实。
So that was the second point we need to learn to the truth and sincerity.
因为时间关系我要快一点。
Because of time, I'll have to hurry up.
第三，我们学习就是要敞开我们的耳朵。
Thirdly, we need to learn to open up our ears.
祷告寻求主，不等于一直不停地向主讲。
prayer and praying and to seeking God doesn't mean you continuously you keep on speaking to God.
祷告是个沟通，是个双向的，不是单向的。
Prayer is a two-way communication.
有时候祷告的时候，圣灵会提醒我们，用主的话来在我们里头显出来。
Sometimes when you pray, the Holy Spirit will remind you of God's word in your heart.
我们就通过神向我们将打开的时候，我们听的时候，越来越在祷告的事上明白神的心意。
Through hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, we will come to know God's will more clearly and clearly.
也知道神在这个事情上对我自己的心意是什么。
So that we may start to understand what is God's will towards me in this matter.
以致在祷告的过程能够更懂得认识我该怎样如何与神同工，向神祈求。
So that through prayer, we may understand how to co-work with God and how to keep on seeking Him.
所以当我们将清心吐意也有开放的耳朵的时候，我们就能够更认识神的慈爱。
So through our pouring out our thoughts and with an open ear, we may come to understand God's will more clearly.
也更看见我们是何等的需要神。
And we may come to see all the more that how badly we need God.
也看见主的救恩是多么的完备。
And come to see that how perfect and complete God's salvation is.
经历主给我们生命的慢慢的改变。
To experience the Lord's change and to experience that the Lord is changing our life slowly.
从充满亚当老我的我。
So from a self which is filled up with Adam.
渐渐的，是充满主生命的我。
Going towards this new self which is filled up with the Lord's life.
其实，在神的光里头认识自己是很重要的。
In fact, it is very important to see ourselves, to know ourselves under God's light.
不是用自己的分析，而是在神的光里。
Not under our own analysis, but under His light.
因为一个不认识自己的人是很难认识他的儿女的。
Because one who doesn't understand about himself, it's very hard for him to understand his children.
一个认识自己的人，他就容易认识他的儿女。
One who understands himself is easier to understand his children.
一个认识儿女的人，才能够更懂得怎样把主的话教导儿女。
One who understands about his children can then teach God's word to his children.
在认识神的旨意的事上，认识自己是很重要的。
To understand about himself according to God's will is very important.
是你要认识神的旨意吗？你需要认识自己。
Do you want to know God's will? Yes, you need to know, understand yourself first.
因为很多时候，男主人不认识神的旨意，就是我们自己的盲点。
Because a lot of time, it is us who is stopping ourselves to come to understand His will.
有时候这个盲点大到一个地步，我们成为一个法利赛人。
This blind spot could be very big.Even to the point that we ourselves become a Pharisee.
你记得有一次主耶稣说，在那里有两个人祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Remember Jesus once gave a story about two people praying in the temple. One is a Pharisee and one is a tax collector.
那个法利赛人在路加福音十八章十一节那里说。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说神啊我感谢你我不向别人勒索不义奸淫也不向这个税吏我一个礼拜竟是两次凡我所得的都捐上十分之一
In Luke chapter 18 starting from verse 11 the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself God I thank you that I'm not like the other men robbers, evildoers, adulterers or even like this tax collector I fast twice a week and give a tenth of what I get
这个法利赛人真的是这样讲的。
This is the exact words of the Pharisees in his prayer.
可能真的是他这样想的。
And this is exactly what he was thinking at that time.
他以为为神热心。
He thought he was being zealous for God.
但是却在伤害神的心。
Yet he was hurting God's heart.
也伤害别人的心。
And hurting the hearts of other people.
在马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节，主耶稣那里有个警告。
In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, there was a warning from Jesus.
耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父的旨意的人才能进去。当日必有许多人对我说，主啊、主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Jesus said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers.
我们今天发现这个，好过我们到主那里才发现这个。
It is better to discover this today than when we discover this reality on the, when we face the Lord.
到那天太迟了。
It would be too late on that day.
我们需要在主的光中认识自己。
We need to know about ourselves. We need to know ourselves in His light.
我们需要认识神的心意。
We need to know God's will.
以致我们懂得怎样按着神的心意祷告。
So that we know how to pray according to His will.
奥古斯丁他讲讲过。
So Augustine said this.
主啊，给我一个给我使我能够认识自己。
Grant me, Lord, that I may know myself.
在我认识你的过程当中。
As I know you.
John Calvin, 加尔文，他这样讲。
And John Calvin said this.
没有对自己很深的认识，就没有对神有很深的认识。
There's no deep knowing of God without the deep knowing self.
没有对神很深的认识，就没有对自己有深的认识。
And without the deep knowing of God,There's no deep knowing of ourselves.
时间已经过去了。
The time has passed.
盼望我们学习祷告。
I hope we all learn to pray.
运用信心。
To use our faith.
真实的。
In truth.
有个打开的耳朵。
With an open ear.
向主祷告。
Pray to God.
寻求。
Seek him.
做一个祷告的父母。
Be a praying parent.
其实这个原则不单只是应在家庭里头。
The principle should not only be used in the family.
在神的家里头。
But also in the house of God.
我们需要祷告。
We all need to pray.
最后，路加福音二十二节，二十二章。
Lastly, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22.
四十六节。
Verse 46.
耶稣说，起来，祷告，免得入了迷惑。或者我把全节都读。路加福音二十二章四十六节，就对他们说，你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Verse 46. Why are you sleeping? He asked them.Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
主耶稣，我们求你帮助我们在祷告的事上能够学习。
Lord Jesus, may you help us to learn to pray.
愿意当我们彼此交通这个题目的时候。叫讲的听的我们都一同学习蒙福。
We pray that when we share on this topic, may the speaker and the listener both learn and be blessed.
以致每个家庭能够得着复兴。
So that every family will be revived.
每个家长得着复兴。
And each parent will be revived.
你的家得着复兴。
So that you, the house of God will also be revived.
把荣耀归给你。
We give glory to you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.